اللهم لك الحمد كما أنعمت علينا من نعمك العظيمة وآلائك الجسيمة. اللهم لك الحمد أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن، ولك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الكرام، يقول ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه المبين وصفاً لهذا القرآن وعظمته: ولو أن قرآناً سيرت به الجبال أو قطعت به الأرض أو كلم به الموتى، بل لله الأمر جميعا. Our Lord, to you belong all praise in a manner for all the infinite blessings and grace you have bestowed upon us. Our Lord, to you belong all praise, for you are the source of the existence of the heavens and the earth and all within. Our Lord, to you belong all praise, for you are the light of the heavens and the earth and all within. Our Lord, to you belong all praise in a manner that befits your majesty and glory. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but you. You are one and you have no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and guidance, so that this truth and this guidance will become established in the land over all other religions, although the disbelievers detest that. My dear brothers and sisters, we are on the verge of the end of this blessed month. We are on the verge of the end of these blessed nights. The best month and the best nights in the entire year is right now, but they won't last. And alhamdulillah, throughout the month, many of us have made the effort, have made the commitment to bring about some sort of positive change in our lives. 1 month ago to the day, when I did the khutbah, I focused on the fact that Ramadan is a time for transformation, for change. But perhaps the greatest catalyst, brothers and sisters, for change and transformation is the Quran itself. By the way, Laylatul Qadr only became so great because of the Nuzul al-Quran fiha. Laylatul Qadr is only Laylatul Qadr because of the coming down of the Quran or the sending down of the Quran. So what is it about this Quran whose revelation in a night caused the night to become so virtuous? And Allah has mentioned this in the Quran: Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months of ibadah, of worship. What is it about this Quran, brothers and sisters? It obviously has to be something extremely powerful, for its revelation alone in that night to give rise to the blessings of the night. This is the time when we are near the end of Ramadan, that while we're also striving to do Salat al-Tahajjud, searching for Laylatul Qadr as the Prophet ﷺ encouraged us to do, it is also a time that we begin to reflect, to begin to reflect on this journey we embarked upon when we started Ramadan many weeks ago, or some weeks ago. To reflect and to evaluate where we are right now, where we've come from, what we have or have not achieved, and what happens next. This Quran, brothers and sisters, is an extremely powerful agent of and catalyst for change. Allah says in Surah Ibrahim, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk, a book we have revealed to you. Limadha? Why? لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, so that you may take people out from darkness into light with the permission of their Lord. This is the power of the Quran. If you're still not convinced it's a powerful revelation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Quran in Surah Ar-Ra'd, وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالِ, if there is any book or any recital, any Quran with which mountains could be moved from their places, أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ, or the earth could be broken up into pieces with it, أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى, or the deceased can be made to speak because of it, it would have been this Quran. This is the power of the Quran, brothers and sisters. It can move mountains. It can break up the earth to pieces. It can even make the dead speak. And Allah says in Surah Al-Hashr, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل, if we had revealed this Quran on a mountain, لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله, you would have seen it humble itself, خاشع, متصدع, breaking up into pieces, من خشية الله, out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the question is, brothers and sisters, that we need to reflect upon, if this is the power of the Quran, if it can move mountains, if it can cause the dead to speak, where do our hearts stand in relation to the Quran? Where do we stand in relation to the Quran? Are our hearts touched and softened when we hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah has also informed us in the Quran, the same Quran that can move mountains, that can cause a mountain to crumble to pieces, Allah has informed us in the Quran that there are certainly hearts that can become harder than rocks. In discussing, in talking with, talking to Bani Israel in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, and after mentioning many of his favors, many of the miracles that he had blessed Bani Israel with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, and in it is a lesson for all of us, brothers and sisters, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, and then even after that, after all these miracles that they witnessed, even after that, your hearts became hardened. قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ, how hard? فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً, the hearts became hard as rocks or even harder than rocks. Because Allah continues to say, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ, for there are rocks, brothers and sisters, there are rocks out of which rivers gush forth. Rocks. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ, and there are rocks that split apart and water flows out of them. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, and there are rocks that have crumbled themselves out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where do we stand in relation to the Quran and the influence and the effect that it has on our hearts? Do our hearts, as Allah described the believers in the Quran, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ سورة الأنفال. Surely the believers, the true believers are people. When Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble. Their hearts feel and experience the awe and the might of Allah, the Creator, the Sustainer. So do our hearts tremble when we hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do the words imprint on the heart? Has the heart been influenced and transformed by the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because after all, the Quran was revealed to transform, to change, to move people from point A to point B, مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, to take people out from darkness into light with the permission of their Lord, or by the permission of their Lord. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we have seen since this month began, many of us, many of our brothers and sisters, become better people. We have seen one another coming out to the masjid. Not only are we fasting, but we're here for our prayers. We're here for Salat al-Taraweeh, which is a nafl or sunnah prayer. And we're also here for tahajjud in the last 10 nights. We have demonstrated, brothers and sisters, that we all have the capacity to transform and change ourselves. And the month of Ramadan is the best, is the open book for us. It's the best example. Each one of us here sitting today, we know and we can see and we can acknowledge that indeed in Ramadan we're different people. We do things differently. We're more generous. We're more kind. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. We recite more of the Quran. We may be watching, hopefully, less television, less time on these gadgets that distract us. We lose quite a bit of sleep, at least in the nighttime. In the daytime, we may make up for that. We speak gentler to our children. And I hope, brothers and sisters, I honestly hope that we have made some efforts to better the relationship we have with our parents and our siblings. A month ago, I talked about this. This is the time, if we don't have good relationship with our parents, to bring about some change in that. If you have issues with your brothers or sisters, your blood brothers and sisters, this is the time to change that. If you have issues with anyone else in the community, this is the time to change that. This is the time, brothers and sisters, to let go of grudges. This is the time to overlook the faults of each other. This is the time to do that. If we can't do it in Ramadan, then when will we ever do it? Because soon when Ramadan ends, the shayateen, sawfa tuftah, they will be let loose. And now we will have to also contend with the whisperings of shaitan and his army of jinns. And this is why Allah changed them in Ramadan, to give you and I the opportunity and the chance to begin to train ourselves, to transform ourselves, using the Quran, this Quran that has the capacity and the power to move mountains, to cause mountains to crumble. Our hearts should crumble before it. When we understand the message, tears should flow out of our eyes. And as some of the scholars say, brothers and sisters, if we cannot cry out of fear of Allah, then we should cry because we cannot cry out of the fear of Allah. But this is a time for this change to happen. And mashallah, as I said, we have demonstrated the capacity for this change and transformation. We just need to allow this capacity to bloom, brothers and sisters. Each one of us, we have demonstrated this capacity. There are numerous things that you and I have consciously avoided that are sinful in this blessed month. And our lives have not gotten worse for it. We're not unhappy, hopefully, that we couldn't do this and we couldn't do that. Hopefully we're proud and we're happy that I was able to avoid all these things. We have the capacity. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless us and guide us and keep us on the straight path. May He cause us to be among those whose efforts and conviction and dedication and commitment will continue even after this blessed month passes away. Because this is also one of the virtues of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, that its barakah, its blessing, does not end with the sighting of the moon or on the day of Eid. One of the blessings of Ramadan is that its lessons, the habits we have formed, will continue to be with us in the weeks and the months ahead after Ramadan is over. But we need to take some time and ask ourselves, how is my heart in relation to the revelation that Allah has revealed? Is it like the mountain that crumbles before this revelation? Is it like the mountain that can be moved from its place by this revelation? Or is it something that has become harder than rocks, so that it is unmoved by this revelation? I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open our hearts and our minds so that we can all understand and comprehend this wonderful message that He has revealed for the upliftment of human beings in this life as well in the next world. Allah did not reveal the Quran, brothers and sisters. He did not legislate Islam for people to be unhappy and stressed out. These are the verses that that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu read when he was still a mushrik from Surah Taha. And these are the words that what? That moved the heart. On a day that he set out to slay the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, sword in hand, looking for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And at the end of the same day, he would meet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But his heart had crumbled. His heart had crumbled. And he met the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to declare his embracing of Islam, his acceptance of Islam. What changed his heart, brothers and sisters? What turned it? It was the Quran. Allah says, Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. We have not revealed this Quran upon you, O Muhammad, so that you become stressed out and you become overwhelmed by worries. This is not the purpose of the revelation. It is to bring peace and happiness in our lives. So it is a revelation that Allah has sent down to uplift mankind. But we have to understand the revelation, brothers and sisters. We must understand the revelation. Only then it has a chance of uplifting us in our lives. And each one of us has to make the choice, the conscious choice and effort to transform ourselves, to change and mend our ways and habits. No one can do that for us. No one can do it for anyone else. And although Allah has power over all things, and He can change anything that He wills to change by simply saying to it, kun fayakun, be and it is. Inasmuch as that is the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He has given us freedom of choice, will not do that for us. We have to make the choice. The choice is ours. It's up to us, brothers and sisters. So may Allah cause us, open our hearts and minds so that we can understand this message, so that it penetrates the heart and the mind. And that's when the transformation will begin. And may Allah inspire all of us young and old, brothers and sisters, parents and children, to live by this message, to be motivated and inspired to live by this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our fasting in this blessed month of Ramadan. May He accept from us our prayers, our qiyam, our du'as, all our good deeds. And may He also cause us to be among those from whom He has accepted or would have accepted in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be among those upon whom He has bestowed His mercy and His forgiveness in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause all of us to be among those whom He would have set free from the hellfire in the month of Ramadan. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَفَعَنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِمَا فِيهِ مِنَ الذِّكْرِ وَالْآيَاتِ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّهُ تَعَالَى كَرِيمٌ مَلِكٌ بَرٌّ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ الله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith that Imam Muslim relates in his Sahih, encourages us to change our habits, especially in Ramadan. He said in this hadith, if a person at the beginning of Ramadan finds some laziness in him or her, that's okay. But this laziness should not prevail in the last days, in the last week, he said, of Ramadan. Should not prevail. Person should become active, energized, and ready to do more than the normal. Again, because of the blessing of this time. Better time than this we cannot find, brothers and sisters. We still have a few days remaining in the month. So we still have some chance and some opportunity not only to effect some change, but to also achieve some of the blessings in the greatness, the great virtues of this blessed month. Remember, it's an opportunity that Allah has presented to us. And we take from it as much as we want, brothers and sisters. If we want nothing from it, so be it. We can take nothing from Ramadan and these last nights. And if we want just a little bit, we can take just a little bit as well. But if we want that which is limitless and cannot be exhausted, then so we can also achieve that. The choice is ours. Let us also send peace and blessings upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, for Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأن بقية أصحاب نبيك أجمعين وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكفرة والملحدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي ليبيا وفي مصر وفي الأردن وفي نيجيريا وفي السودان وفي الصومال وفي أثيوبيا وكينيا وأفغانستان وكشمير والهند وباكستان والفلبين وسائر بلاد العالم. اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين وانصرهم على القوم الفاسقين وانصرهم على القوم المجرمين. اللهم انصرهم بنصرك وأيدهم بتأييدك وأمدهم بمددك وأنت على نصرهم لقدير وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. We ask you, O Lord, to send down your healing upon our brothers and sisters who are sick and suffering the world over. Allahumma rabban nas adhib al bas. O Allah, you are the creator and sustainer of mankind. We ask you to remove their illness. Allahumma rabban nas adhib al bas. Ishfi anta shafi. Heal them, for you are the healer. Ishfi anta shafi. Ishfi anta shafi. La shifa'a illa shifa'uk. Shifa'an la yughadiru saqma. There is no healing but yours, a healing that leaves behind no trace of illness. Allahumma khaffif alamahum. O Allah, we ask you to ease their pain and their suffering. Wa yassir lahum umura hayatihim. And to make easy for them the affairs of their lives. Allahumma alhimhum as-sabra wa thabat wa rida bima qadayt. And we ask you, O Lord, to inspire them with patience and steadfastness, to submit to and to accept what you have decreed. Allahumma ajirhum fi musibatihim. We ask you, O Lord, to reward them for the patience and steadfastness they show in face of their illness. Wa akhlif lahum khayran minha ya arhamar rahimin. And to replace it with something better for them, O most merciful of those who show mercy. Allahumma ighfir li jami'i mawtal muslimin. And we ask you, O Lord, to also forgive all the Muslims who have passed away. Alladhina shahidu laka bil wahdaniyya wa li nabiyyika bir risala wa matu ala dhalik. Those who have testified to your oneness and believed in the messengership of your messenger and died with that faith in their hearts. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum. O Allah, forgive them and have mercy on them. Wa'afihim wa'fu anhum. And pardon them and overlook their faults. Waghsilhum bil ma'i wa thalji wal barad. And wash away their sins with water, hail, and ice. Wanaqihim min adh-dhunubi wal khataya. Kama yunaqqa thawb al abyadu min ad-danas. And purify them from faults and mistakes and sins, as a white garment is purified from impurities. Allahumma jazihim bil ihsani ihsana. We ask you, O Lord, to reward them for the good they have done with an increase in goodness. Wa bis sayyiati afwan wa ghufrana. And for the mistakes they have made with forgiveness and pardon. Allahumma ajirhum min fitnati al-qabri wa adhabi an-nar. We ask you, O Lord, to protect them from the torment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Wa adkhilhum al-jannata ma'a al-abrar. And to admit them into paradise in the company of the righteous. Ya Azizu Ya Ghaffar. You are the Almighty. You are the Forgiver. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Allahumma arhamna idha sirna ila ma qad saru ilayh. And we ask you, O Lord, to show mercy upon us when we meet the same end as they have met. Allahumma aslih shababana. We ask you, O Lord, to protect our children. Allahumma aslih shabab al-muslimin. Allahumma ahfadhum min waswasati shaitani wa kaydih. We ask you, O Lord, to protect them from the whisperings of shaitan and his evil plots. Allahumma ahfadhum min az-zayghi wa dalal. Protect them, O Lord, from going astray and from deviation. Wa ahfadhum min kulli su'in wa fahishatin wa munkar. And protect them from everything that is sinful, evil, and shameful. Allahumma habib ilayhimul iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubihim. And we ask you, O Lord, to make faith and belief in you beautiful, beloved to them and beautified in their hearts. Wa karrih ilayhimul kufra wal fusuqa wal isyan. And make hateful to them disbelief and disobedience. Waj'alhum min ar-rashidin. And cause them to be among those who are rightly guided. O Allah, we ask you to open their hearts and their minds so that they can also understand this wonderful message you have revealed for the betterment of themselves and for all of mankind, and inspire them, O Lord, to live by this message and to hold on to it. Brothers and sisters, let us also not forget the Islamic Institute and the support that we need and depend upon from you. And so, I would like to personally appeal to all of you to, inshallah, you heard about this card with the expiry date. It's a pledge form to be one of 1,000 people who will pledge in Ramadan to give $300. Be one of 1,000 who will pledge to give $300, inshallah. You don't need to give it one time in Ramadan. What is most important is that you make the niyyah, the commitment now in Ramadan. That's where the blessings are. If you can pay it now, alhamdulillah. If you can't, then I believe you do have some time within which you can pay it. But we appeal to you and we encourage you to take one of these cards, go home after Jumu'ah, think about it, come back tonight inshallah for the Khatmul Qur'an, where not only will we hear the last few chapters of the Qur'an that we all have memorized, but perhaps equally as important, we can also be part of the gathering for which the Imam inshallah will make dua for all of us who are present at the time that the Khatmul Qur'an is accomplished. So bring back the card inshallah with the information that is required. Make the pledge. Don't forget the IIT. As you've heard many times before in this month, this is an excellent time for us to also give in charity and to donate in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sadaqatu, brothers and sisters, is always acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi Ramadan wa fi ghayr Ramadan, in Ramadan and out of Ramadan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us in the hadith Qudsi in Sahih al-Bukhari that He will increase the rewards of the deeds done in Ramadan at the very least by 10 times. This is the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا, in the hadith. Every good deed done in Ramadan will be multiplied by 10 times. So if we really want to maximize our blessings in this month, then this is the time to also give as much as we can in charity, whether it is to the IIT, of course, and also to other organizations. But this is a time for us to be generous. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from us our donations and our sadaqat. And as He has promised, He will replace it for us. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. And whatever it is that you spend, little or plenty, مِنْ شَيْءٍ, anything, فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ, He will replace it. This is the wa'ad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the promise of Allah in the Quran. وَقُومُوا إِلَىٰ صَلَاتِكُمْ. I have to lead the prayers, brothers and sisters, from upstairs because we have people up there. So while I leave the member to go up there to lead the prayer, our brothers and volunteers and sisters will go through the lines for the line collection. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum.